everybody. Welcome back to another week of your Youth Beat Radio, Voice to Empower, right here on WCRS. I'm your host, Ileana Nomaki-Corfias, and today is a surprise show. It is not going to be like the past weeks that we've had. We're not going to have cupcakes. We're not going to have politics. That's over. And so what is left? What is relevant to this week? Well, Veterans Day was yesterday. And November 11th is the day that it's always been on since 1918. It was actually originally known as Armistice Day. It's a day that has been commemorating all those veterans that have fought for us, sacrificed their lives, and have put in their time, their energy, their life for our freedom and our independence, and so that we didn't have to do it. Why? Well, because they love us and they love their country. So it's a day to remember them and to say thanks, have a moment of silence and tell them how much that we appreciate everything that they've done for us and how much we appreciate that the sacrifices that they've made, the limbs that some of them have lost, the memories that some of them have to sleep with every night, every day and have in their mind. It's not easy. There are a lot of things that I would love to cover and a lot of fun traditions, facts, statistics that I don't think are heard enough out there. I have been reading, I have been informing myself a little bit more about them, and I think that it's time for you guys to hear it too. Let us know what it means to you. We would love to hear it. And remember who you're listening to, so stay tuned. We're going to listen to a few Veterans Day songs, so stay in touch at WCRS Youth Beat Radio, your voice to empower. Be a father,
raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success, from my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our future, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, yeah, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, 'cause freedom don't come free. I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier,
I think a common misconception is Veterans Day versus Memorial Day. I know they kind of seem like they're the same concept, but really they're different. Memorial Day honors American service members who died in service to their country or as a result of injuries incurred during the battle. Veterans Day, on the other hand, it pays tribute to all American veterans, living or dead, but especially it gives thanks to them who served their country honorably during the war or peacetime. Whereas the legislators of 27 of our states have already declared November 11th to be a legal holiday, therefore be it resolved by the Senate, the House of Representatives concurring, that the President of the United States is requested to issue a proclamation calling upon the officials to display the flag of the United States on all government buildings on November 11th and inviting the people of the United States to observe the day in schools and churches or other suitable places, with appropriate ceremonies of friendly relations with other peoples. So there you have it. That's when it started. The United States Congress officially recognized the end of World War I when it passed this concurrent resolution on June 4, 1926. From then on, we've celebrated Veterans Day as an act made to be a day dedicated to the cause of world peace to honor American veterans of all wars.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole is leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, 'Can you see?' And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before. And I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning. We take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
So Veterans Day is full of the brave men and women who serve and protect the U.S. from all walks of life. We have parents, grandparents, we have friends, neighbors, children, co-workers. They are all important parts of our community. So I thought it would be really cool to find the statistics on exactly what percentage of the population made up our veterans here. I know 9.2 million veterans are over the age of 65. 1.9 million are under the age of 35. And 1.8 million veterans are women that served our country, impacted our lives, and the least we could do is have a day for them.
You got a call to leave today. expected to be brave. Soldier, dry your eyes. You gotta leave your family behind so I can be with mine. And you don't even know my name. I'm the man, I'm the babies, I'm the little old. Cause you're fighting for our life, and you don't even know my name. I think about you every day, what you're going through. Are you cold? Are you afraid? Are you wondering why God chose you? Will I ever be able to tell you how grateful I am for who you are? When you you're fighting for our life, and you don't even know my name. Say thank you, thank you, thank you. Soldier.
I would love to hear what you guys think about Veterans Day at youthbeatradio.osu.edu or youthbeatradio@osu.edu. Is fan base is great, so I would love to hear from our viewers. But until then, don't forget who you're listening to. Youth Beat Radio, the voice to empower on WCRS.
I was born by the river in a little tent. And oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. So I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know.
Veterans Day has been celebrated throughout history, honoring our veterans of every branch of the service for paying tribute to them for all of the sacrifices that they have made serving our country. Cities and towns across the nation, they have held parades, ceremonies, discounts at their restaurants, and still, that's not enough. President Obama this Sunday paid tribute at a ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery, saying, "This is for the heroes over the generation who have served the country of ours with distinction." He laid a wreath out at the Tomb of the Unknowns, and he intended to remember every service member who has ever worn our nation's uniform. He couldn't have put it better when he said, "No ceremony or parade, no hug or handshake is enough to truly honor that service." So don't forget today to have a moment of silence for those veterans, for those people that have fought for us, fought for their country, laid their life on the line for our freedom and independence.
2 days past 18, he was waiting for the bus in his army green, sat down in a booth. Cafe there, gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile, and he said, "Would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? I'm feeling a little low." She said, "I'm off in an hour and I know where we can go." So they went down. Said, "I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care. I got no one to send a letter to. Would you mind if I sent one back here to you? I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy.
Is a really good tradition that they do on Veterans Day. Yeah, I mean, it is unfortunate, obviously, but veterans, family, friends, volunteers, they all read each of the 58,282 names of the fallen service members etched in the black granite in the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall. I know that that takes a long time, but you can't really put a time on what they've done for us. This is Youth Beat Radio, your voice to empower, right here on WCRS.
One Friday night at a football game, the Lord's Prayer said and the anthem sang, a man said, "Folks, would you bow your heads for a list of local Vietnam dead?" Crying all alone under the stands was a piccolo player in the marching band, and one name read, and nobody really cared. But a pretty little girl with a bow in her head. I cried, never gonna hold the hand of another guy.
complain? No. Do they talk about it? Sometimes they do. I know I'm going on and on about Veterans Day, but obviously there's some passion here. And I think that when you have respect for those that do something that you couldn't even imagine doing yourself, then that's the least you can have is that passion. That's the least I can do is have a show in honor of them. I hope that some of you, if not all of my listeners at least, can have an appreciation for that and relate. Okay, I'll get a little less serious now. Let's listen to some music on Youth Beat Radio, Voice to Empower, WCRS.
Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you've never sung before. Let it fill the air. Tell the people it and everywhere. We the people here don't want war. Hey there, Mr. Black Man, can you hear me? I don't want your diamonds or your game. I just want to be someone known to you as me. And I will bet my life you want the same. Come and sing a simple song of freedom. Sing it like you never sung.
Find us online at youthbeat.osu.edu and mail us at youthbeat@osu.edu. So don't forget, this has been Youth Beat Radio, Voice to Empower on WCRS. Youth Beat Radio is produced by youth from Central Ohio High Schools, youth groups, and universities. The show is supported by the School of Environment and Natural Resources at The Ohio State University, Ohio State University Extension, the Puffin Foundation West, and local sponsors. The ideas expressed on the show are not necessarily those of the station or the sponsors.